This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Here are a next series of questions. Obviously, you can't answer these questions because this is the first time you're sitting together. But the questions are, you know, what did we speak about last week? And here, typically in a group setting, you would review what you learned last week, okay? And then the next question would be, what has changed in your life as a result of obeying what we learned last week? Obedience is key. Application is key. So you want to hold people accountable to obedience. Then the next question is, who did you share it with? Did you share it with someone? How did it go? Tell us more about how it went. So what you're doing is you're creating accountability to proclamation, to evangelism, okay, to reproduction. So these are the questions that you would ask if this wasn't your first meeting. So this is all in the look back. What are you thankful for? The foundation for worship is always gratitude. What are your needs? An opportunity for service, for ministry. What are the needs of others close to you? It's an opportunity for prayer, for service, for ministry. What did we learn last week? Accountability to learning. How did you obey? Accountability to obedience. Who did you share with? Accountability to evangelism, proclamation. Okay? I believe there's some printed notes at the end, so when you leave the hall, you can go pick it up. All right? So this is the look back stage. Now let's look up. I'd like you to turn to, okay, you can show the next slide. Let's see what the Bible has to teach us today. Okay, let's all turn to John chapter 15, verse 1 to 3. So if you're with a non-believer and they don't have a Bible, then you can open yours. You can have it printed if it's really awkward. You memorize it. If you don't want to carry your Bible with you, it could be a story that you tell. So there are a number of permutations, but let's assume you have a little Bible in your hand and on your phone, and you want to take your group to it. So now you come to John 15. Let's just make it short and simple. So let's do verse 1, 2, 3. So what you do in your group is, next point. Okay. Yeah, you can put it all up. Okay. So now we're going to look up. So the facilitator will say, let's read the passage. Okay, let's read the passage together. For the sake of time, I'm just going to invite one of you to read it out loud. After you have read it out loud, perhaps with the rest of you following, I would like each of you to retell this passage using your own words so that even your grandmother could understand the passage. Okay? So retell John 15 verse 1 to 3 in your own words. Okay? So I'll give you a few minutes to do that, and then I'll give you the next instruction. So read it together and then try to retell it using your own words without looking at the text. All of you. Ready? Set? Go. Okay, I'm going to pause you here. All right? So assuming the first person has retold the passage, I, the group facilitator, would ask this question to the group. So let's say Lawson. Lawson just retold John 15. So I will say to the rest of the group, now, do you agree with the way he's retold the passage? Did he add anything to it? That's heresy. Did he take anything out of it? Did he leave anything out? Which is also heresy. Okay? So this is what we're trying to teach the group to do. Group correction, self-correction, using the scripture as authority. So I would ask the group, do you agree with how Lawson has retold John 15? Did he leave anything out? Did he add anything? Can you share? Okay? Then you go to the next person, same thing. I would ask the group. So we're teaching the group how to use scripture as authority. Okay? Continue. 2-3 more minutes. Okay, let me pause you here again. In walking around the room, I observe that some of you have begun to interpret the scripture, to tell others what to do with it. Don't do that yet, okay? This is not the time to do that. all I want you to do is read the scripture and retell it so your mother can, your grandmother can understand it. Okay? Without leaving anything out nor adding anything to it. If you are unable to do it, then it probably means you have not grasped the passage yet. Okay? Interpretation and application will come later. We're not there yet. That's the next question. Okay? So another minute and a half. One more person, give it a go. We're learning. Don't worry. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Don't perform. Just try. Okay, well done. Well done for doing your best in retelling the scripture. Now I would like you to see how you can respond to the scripture. If indeed the word of God is real, if indeed the word of God is truth, how could you possibly apply this in your own life? I would like to encourage you to respond with, I will. Not you should, but I will. Or we should, or I think. Just respond very simply by beginning your sentence with, I will. And then your application, your personal application to John chapter 15 verse 1 to 3. Okay? So, 3 minutes, so each of you in your group can respond with an I will statement. Go. Perhaps it's a sin that you want to confess, a promise you want to hold on to, an example you want to follow, a command you want to obey, or something new that you learn, okay, new knowledge. A sin to confess, a promise to hold on to, an example to follow, a command to obey, new knowledge that you gain. Thank you for sharing your I will statement, okay, your response statement. Who will you share this passage with before we meet again? Who would you share this passage with? So the next slide. So each of you should respond in the next minute. Who will you share this passage with, or what you learn before we meet again? Your colleague, your classmate, your co-worker, the person that you buy groceries from, your hairdresser. Client. I'm excited by your excitement to share what you've learned with someone else. So the next slide. Now, when would you like to meet again? When would you like to meet again? So somebody would respond, I'll meet you again in a week or tomorrow, or can I see you with some friends 3 days from now? So when would you like to meet again? Next slide. Next slide. Okay. And then, depending on what was shared as a need, perhaps you could even respond to it. Now, let me conclude. Okay, our time is up. Let me walk you through the process again. So what is look back? Look back has to do with connecting with people, deepening the friendship, the relationship, and holding each other accountable to the things that we said we would do. What are you thankful for? The foundation for worship. What are your needs? Ministry, service. What are the needs of others? You're teaching your group to not just look at their own needs, but also to look outside the needs of others. Okay? Ministry. How can we respond to those needs? That's fellowship. Every time you respond to someone's need, that is community at work, koinonia. All right? Intimacy, the giving of, the partaking together. So that's when you respond to each other's needs. And then you look at, what did we learn? How did you apply it? How did you obey it? Who did you share with? Remember, all these questions came from the look up and the look forward. So the look back is basically tracking that accountability. Now we look up. What does the word of God have to say? What does it say? What does it mean? Or retell it in your own words. Or who are the characters in the story? What happened? What were their choices? What were their consequences of the choices that they made? Now, how can you apply this? All these are inductive Bible study questions, oral storytelling questions. Depending on who you're with, there are many nuances. You can adapt the questions accordingly. But the most foundational one would be, could be, You know, what does it say? What does it mean? Or retell the passage in your own words. And after it's been retold, hey group, did he leave out anything? Did he add anything? Not one time has the group facilitator preached or given the answer. You keep pointing people back to the Word of God. Now, how will you obey the scripture, assuming it is true, if you're with a non-believer? Let's just assume, hypothetically it's true. How would you obey this then? Let them respond with an I will. You don't preach, I will, and you apply yourself, okay? Now, who will you share this with? So even if they're not yet a believer, you can inculcate the DNA of proclamation, evangelism. And what is fascinating is every time people obey the scripture, there will be fruit. And they'll come back the next time saying, I did this and this happened. Wow. All right. So who will you share this with? When would you like to meet again? That's a great test with non-believers. Because if they want to meet again, it is probably because God has drawn them. There is spiritual hunger. Okay? So don't say, I'll meet you next week. Ask them, when would you like to meet again? Let them lead you on the frequency and duration. How does something like this spread? How do viruses spread? How do epidemics spread? Potency of the virus. So do you live like Jesus? You are the virus. Proximity to the virus or the carrier of the virus. So that's why I say it's your social network that you will reach. Duration of exposure. This is why sport is a no-brainer for ministry, because when people play sport, you're in the same team, you're playing touches, you're getting coached, you're going through life struggles as a sport team. It's the same in the marketplace. Okay? So in conclusion, I hope this has been helpful for you to take back and try. Now, do not try once and say it doesn't work. Okay? There are a number of reasons why it may not work. But don't just do it once and say it won't work. You can come and chat with me, chat with some of the pastors. I think we can help you. But the joy is in seeing disciples who make disciples who make disciples. Okay? The process is designed in a specific way for a specific outcome. It may be different to what you've experienced in terms of Bible study or discipleship group, but it's been created for a specific reason, i.e. to see disciple-making movements result. Okay? You okay? Show me with your thumbs. Are you okay? Are you not okay? Are you... Questions? Rode, the stuff is printed? You're not sure? Who's that person called Mache? Machi, or I don't know how to say it. Mache? Is Mache here? No? He was supposed to get stuff printed. So it may be ready, it may not be. I hope it was ready. But let me close this in prayer, and then the pastor can come up. Lord, I thank you that you did not leave us empty-handed, but you left with us the full scripture, as well as the Holy Spirit, and a community of faith that we can journey together, grappling with the application of truth in our lives. And we know that we do this not because we have to, much like the message of giving this morning, but because we want to, because it's an opportunity, because it's who we are, it's the DNA, it's the biblical message of generosity, but also of authenticity, living what we speak, and speaking what we live. So thank you for this process that we can use, and may we be disciple makers who make disciples who make disciples, so that your kingdom will expand and your name be glorified. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.